The stock market in Argentina tumbled 6% on Friday as doubts grew about whether the International Monetary Fund would come through with another multi-billion dollar bailout loan. A 3.5-year-long recession has whittled away the country's once proud middle class, and Argentina is beginning to show signs of the widespread poverty common in the rest of Latin America. NPR's Martin Costi has the story from Buenos Aires.
In Argentina, money is in short supply. This is partly because of the country's 10-year-old strong currency policy, in which every peso is backed up by one U.S. dollar. The policy ended hyperinflation, but the ailing Argentine economy has lately failed to bring enough new dollars into the country, which in turn has made pesos very scarce. They're so hard to come by, the governor of the province of Buenos Aires says the only way to pay his public employees is for the province to print its own money. If a court okays the plan, the province will pay salaries partly in promissory notes nicknamed patacones, the word for an old Spanish coin similar to a doubloon. In theory, one patacón will equal one peso, but most people assume they'll be worth less than face value. Patacones are just one symptom of an economy that's pulling apart at the seams. Here in this Buenos Aires church, hundreds of people meet on a weekly basis to sell each other homemade food and used clothes, but they don't use pesos. If you give me 1.5 credits, says Graciela, an out-of-work school teacher, I will give you an omelet. The credits used in these clubs have become another kind of parallel currency in Argentina. Ruben Bassignana, one of the club's organizers, shows off the multicolored credits from different regional clubs.
This is one from the western zone. It's worth 2 credits. It's like 2 pesos. This one is from the northern zone. This one has a special black spot on it that makes it impossible to photocopy and counterfeit.
Bassignana estimates that there are millions of credits in circulation in Argentina, and some local governments have even accepted them in lieu of taxes. Interest in the clubs has picked up in recent months as middle-class professionals join as a means of making ends meet. On this club's bulletin board, lawyers and dentists offer their services in exchange for credits. Bassignana, who calls himself an idealist, says this is a sign that the economy is restructuring itself.
We're in the midst of a great change. We Argentines need to reinvent our capitalist system. There are a lot of ways to do this, but we believe that one modest way of helping this process along is this kind of club, which we believe in.
Professional economists shake their heads over the phenomenon. For poor people, it's a terrible deal, says Hector Vagia, president of the left-leaning Foundation for Development Studies. He says people end up paying extremely high prices for things like bread and clothing when you consider all the effort that they put into earning each credit. Vagia says these clubs are especially popular among those he calls the new poor, formerly middle-class people who, in his words, haven't yet developed their poverty survival skills. In Greater Buenos Aires, 32% of the population now lives below the poverty line, an all-time record. And Vagia says it's obvious to him that Argentina is no longer the place it once was.
Se ha latinoamericanizado mucho la Argentina.
Argentina has been Latin Americanized, Vagia says. He says you can see it in the growth of the informal economy, unlicensed sweatshops on the edge of the city, cranking out fake Pierre Cardin clothing. That kind of thing may be common in places such as Paraguay, but in Argentina, with a long tradition of powerful labor unions and government involvement in the economy, it's a disturbing development. The national government is dealing with the money crunch with a policy known as the ajuste, the adjustment, which consists of cutting public sector salaries and pensions and finding other ways to scrimp, such as closing 3 of Argentina's 6 bases on Antarctica, a serious blow to national pride. But the real adjustment seems to be taking place in Argentines' attitudes about their country. Jorge Bailac is the chief government spokesman. We have a tendency to think of ourselves as the world's breadbasket, champions of this and that, a first world country, Bailac says. But we stopped being those things a long time ago, and we can't achieve them by means of illusions or decrees. Bailac says the government has embraced a policy of realism because it's the only long-term solution. He predicts Argentina will recover its lost prosperity, but only after a period of pain and restructuring. Given the pessimism of the government's own fiscal projections for the next 5 years, that pain is not likely to be brief. Martin Kasti, NPR News, Buenos Aires.